Hello and welcome to the Love Lisa podcast, where we talk about all things spiritual and self-help. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode where we have Janet back.
Yes, I'm back today.
Yes, yeah. It's been different without you.
Yeah, well, I've been busy too, right?
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
And so, good topic that we're going to chat about, the shadow self, but
Yeah.
So, I haven't had a chance to listen to any of the other podcasts because I've been busy.
Oh, no.
But you said you did your solo one last week.
I did. Good that was you. Interesting. Yeah. Definitely hard to talk like nonstop for...
Yeah.
I tapped out. I think it might have been like 24 minutes, actually. But it's still interesting to get into like a space where you're fully just channeling yourself. It's kind of, it was fun.
Yeah.
This is different, but who knows? This could be our last one for a bit.
Yes.
Because I know I'll definitely go on a hiatus, I'm sure.
And for those of you that don't know, Lisa's very pregnant right now.
Very pregnant. Yes. And so who knows? Baby could hold on for a couple more weeks or we could be there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shadow work.
Yeah, so this, when you came to me with the topic, it was like really poignant because I started a job again that I thought would be a good job, and it is a good job, but it's a lot of stuff that I used to do before. So all of my old coping patterns and the old me has come back. I was like, how come I'm acting this way when I haven't been like this for a while?
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a lot of... some intense emotional stuff goes through me over the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, I guess it has been 4 weeks. Wow, time is so... Wow. Yeah. I didn't even realize you've been there for a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and that's part of it, too. It made me realize how much when you work in your head...
Yeah.
...and you don't take the time out of your day to get outside...
Yeah, or be present.
Be present fully. Yeah, because 4 weeks went by like nothing. And I don't remember anything.
No,
but when you stop and take time to go for a walk, be present with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself ahead of certain other things.
Yeah.
It slows things down a bit. It makes you feel more real. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, more here. Mm-hmm. More, anyway.
I know when you get in that, that's why I struggle a lot to even think about a 9-to-5 grind because it's kind of just what happens with 9-to-5 grinds, sort of. You get kind of sucked into this, like, it feels very small, and it's effort to be in that, but also stay big.
Yes.
And, like, extra effort to make sure that you get those walks in and that you still do practices that bring you, you know, into the bigger space. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and, too, like, we've been... With the shop, having the shop open, right?
Yeah.
Met a lot of people. A lot of my friends talk spiritual community stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They talk. We talk. Shadow work. We talk about our problems and how to get through them from a personal point of view.
Yeah.
When you go back out into the other world of business and... Not everybody speaks this language, so it's really hard to convey ideas when you're used to and you've gotten in the habit of conveying it a certain way. And you'll, and like, if I tell you a problem that I'm having, you'll go, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
And now, you'll go, cool. And where somebody else will just like, what?
I've never had that. Yeah. No, I know what you mean too. It's like, not to say, it's like you're in two different worlds, sort of, and then you have to go back out into this. I find it a lot in just, the type of people with Brian playing baseball and, like, just certain, it's just a different world of people that are in a different world than I am completely because I don't have a 9-to-5 job and my, like, things that I think about a lot more are just different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're different or not better or, like, higher, nothing like that. It's just...
It's a different focus.
Yeah. And I was trying to convey the other night, we were talking about something and I was trying to say, well, maybe the energy of that was working and it just, they couldn't
Nobody
hear
could
it
that.
Like
what
at
are you
all.
Talking about energy?
It was just like, yeah. So anyway, I was drinking the, you know, and I was like,
right.
Oh, okay. It was really like quite a like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm not, that's okay. I'm just not with people that speak that language.
Yeah.
So interesting.
So it's how do we stay true to who we are and still walk that path of, like, being the light that you're meant to be in the world for yourself.
Yeah.
While still integrating with people, like the public, like being
human, but also having the higher conscious, or being in contact with higher consciousness.
Yeah.
And I think that's something a lot of people get lost on. And just to bring it into shadow work too, is I think sometimes for me, at least when I set out to do shadow work, it's almost like the spiritual community kind of makes it seem like you do shadow work and you're done. Like, you just, it's something you just do and then you're done and then you're enlightened. Like, at least it kind of seems like they make, it's like this false promise of, like, do the shadow work and you'll be. But the truth is, the shadow work continues to come up.
It's a journey, not a destination.
We are here specifically for our lifetime to do tons of shadow work and tons of unraveling and tons of soul work. It's not about cramming through it in a couple months. And yeah, it's incredible if you do that and you get huge breakthroughs and, like, that's all part of it. But yeah, it's like, that's why we're here. Yeah. If you really just break it down, then we're here to do that for our lifetime.
If, for your lifetime, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You think of yourself as a prism. That was the image that came to me earlier. So you are this vessel on the planet that the light wants to come through. So you can imagine either the light coming from your midsection, like your internal source of flame, but you're also connected to source as well, creator, God, that light energy that comes in through your crown chakra. But the vessel that you are operating in can only allow so much of that light to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And where we start to delve into the shadow work is when you start to see the cracks in your, I don't know why cracks came up.
Yeah.
So the distortions inside yourself, which could be false beliefs, it could be like all these ideas of who we were, who taught us how to be human on the planet, these different ideas that no longer serve us, that are keeping us small.
Mm-hmm.
That light that comes through Creator, that's your light, can only get as big as those beliefs allow it, because it has to come through that.
Absolutely.
And so the more you start to walk that spiritual path, that shadow side shows up more intensely.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you've lived hundreds of lifetimes on this planet. So you're not going to cut yourself some slack. You're not going to cut through all the shadow stuff in one go.
You're not meant to.
And it's a spiral. Mm-hmm. When you feel like you've gotten through one emotion, or it's like, finally, I know what it's like to feel worthy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll encounter other parts that are hiding inside yourself that make you know, are you really? Do you really believe this?
Yeah. And like, I used to... And I just want you guys to feel into this for a moment and just how flippin' exciting that this actually is. If you really just change the perspective, is like you were just this soul floating up in space and you thought, you know what? I really want to work on this part of myself, this part of myself, and this part of myself. I'm going to choose this vessel. I'm going to go down and I'm going to spend a lifetime working on that. And we get here and we're like, shit, I need to like fix everything right now. And it's intense and it's hard and we take it very seriously. But if you just zoom back and think about how incredible just that part of it is, that you're just here just to be and work, and like, how lucky is that? I get to just work through a couple little hard, like, I'm not trying to minimize it, but it's just, if you can keep it in perspective of what and how incredible it is what you're doing, I feel like it helped me take the pressure off myself of taking it so seriously, and to know that I have a whole lifetime to work on things.
It's not,
you're not rushed.
Yeah, it's not a test.
No, exactly.
You're not gonna pass or fail it.
No,
it's a journey. It's an unveiling more than a journey. It's an unveiling of the true light that's within you.
How exciting is that?
Yeah, and I really liked like Carl Jung as a psychologist. He talks a lot about the shadow self, and I just did a quick like search to get kind of his cliff notes, because I haven't read any of his books. I just know about him, and like, the shadow, like he talks about it in his books, it's the unknown dark side of mm-hmm. the personality. And when you think about it, like your body, your you is a personality. Yes. Your soul light that comes through you is being being emanated through that personality. So we're humans too. So we have instinctual drives. Carl Jung says like the shadow self is that instinctive part of us. It's that irrational part of us, right? Like we do things that we look back and go, fuck, that was stupid.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
Yeah. And sometimes you're just acting on instinct
And he talks reactive. It talks about the psychological projection. So that's that perceived that we have in that perception inside ourselves, this inferiority that we carry inside ourselves is recognized as perceived as a moral deficiency in someone else.
Yeah.
So that mirror reflecting back.
So in other words, when you don't like something about someone else,
there is something inside you that you're not recognizing. Mm-hmm. Might not be exactly in the same,
Exactly the same
way. So I'm trying to think of an example. I'm not getting one in my head right now.
I guess if like somebody comes across and they seem like they're a little full of themselves and you don't like that about them their ego bothers you and it's like, okay, but what is that?
Yeah, what's that telling me about
why
me?
Is that pissing me off? Yeah. Like, why is that? Yeah. And maybe it's just annoying, but also there's always usually something lying a little bit more under the surface of something of yourself that you're not accepting, possibly.
Exactly, yeah. Bringing the unconscious to conscious.
Yeah.
So the other kind of catchphrase in the spiritual community is higher consciousness.
Yeah.
I'm connected to higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't have higher consciousness if all of it's sitting in your unconscious and you don't see
it. Yeah, yeah.
So when you, because we do have, like, everybody across all career paths, across all walks of life, there's ego-based action and then there's mm-hmm. selfless action. I guess that's not quite the right word, but in the spiritual community, it's no different. So mm-hmm. I have higher consciousness.
I know. It exists everywhere.
It's an ego-based, but you cannot have higher consciousness if you don't recognize the unconscious patterns inside you.
Absolutely. And I think this ties in so much with, like, even just what I was saying last week with the inner critic. That was all about becoming conscious of there even being an inner critic, or there they're even, hearing the voice and the stories and the beliefs that you're telling yourself is shadow work. Like, if we're really just going to break it down and, like, tell you what shadow work is, it's really about becoming aware of what that background noise is, becoming aware that you're even having an emotional reaction. Like, that's shadow work.
Yeah, most people walk around, well, we've talked about it before, like that agitated state, right?
Yeah,
they're constantly ready for that fight.
Fight or flight. They're in that. Their nervous system's dysregulated. And
you get addicted to that constant chemical.
Yeah.
Chemical hit of the...
The stimulation of it, too.
Whatever chemicals that is, it hits our head when we get freaked out.
Adrenaline. Like, adrenaline, there's so many things. Yeah, and I think, like, shadow work really is just about becoming aware of what state you're in. And the finishing of shadow work, too, is being able to, like, clear that.
Yeah.
You know, being able to become aware of it and go... It starts with awareness, yes, mm-hmm. but then you also have to, like, be able to let it go. That's, like, the second half of, I feel like, shadow work.
It is. Like, it's acceptance.
Yes.
Because you are still human, mm-hmm. so there are still parts of you that are going to have those human reactions. Yeah. How you act out with those emotions is where you mm-hmm. start to have control over it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you learn to accept that, so I said something that really offended another person.
Yeah.
I've had that recently. I know I did. I did not intend for my words to come across that way. Mm-hmm. I don't believe they did, but this person was extremely upset with me.
Her perception.
It's her perception. Yeah. And the old me would have been like, oh my God, I need to apologize. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And I would have continue to go down that meek and mild
path.
That
was your shadow, like your shadow self
would have done that, right? Because I wanted to smooth things over. I know my intent behind what I did and said you know, wasn't there. So, yeah. So I'm just, I've accepted that what I've done could cause some pain in this person. But that wasn't my intention.
No. And it's also not your responsibility for somebody else's emotional reaction. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Yeah.
Really. I recently, like, heard a situation where two coworkers, this is at somebody's job, they were telling me about, and one coworker said something and the other one jokingly said, fuck off. Like, just sort of jokingly. Like, he thought that they were both joking, mm-hmm. and the older gentleman just grabbed him by the shirt and pinned him up against, like, it was a very physical reaction. And, you know, you can sit there and say, well, maybe he shouldn't have said fuck off, and maybe the conversation shouldn't have gone here. But it's like, but at the end of the day, the physical reaction was
which was that irrational action that's the shadow self coming to the forefront to be recognized.
And I know, because maybe that kid, you know, said that to evoke an emotional reaction in this gentleman, but he didn't use it as a lesson or a service, you know, he just reacted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we can give him the grace, and, you know, he hasn't learned that yet, but that's what the shadow work is realizing, too, that your outer environment is probing you and is bringing forth stuff inside of you that needs to be healed.
Yeah.
That is, like, what we're doing here, mm-hmm. is walking around, looking at mirrors. And the other thing that helps me, too, is knowing that in those moments when you're having a strong emotional reaction to somebody, to picture them as an angel filling you with love, and that emotion is, like, leaving you. Like, they're bringing it up for it to leave you. It's, that's why it's so intense.
Yeah.
Because they're that, it's that big.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of times we want to look at them as, like, a devil, and, like, they're mean and they're bad, but I'm like, what if they're an angel, actually, and they're twisting me, but it's for me.
Yeah.
And I can absolutely, just let that go.
Right? Like, it's totally, absolutely that. And if you're thinking, oh, that person's mean and evil, what do you think that person's thinking about you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that whole thought and energy interplay between another, there's only one way that it can happen, mm-hmm. As if you're an open receptor for it. So if you're around somebody who's constantly talking down to you, making you feel belittled, and you're not doing anything about it,
mm-hmm. that's also a problem.
Right.
That's also shadow work. That's also pointing you towards something.
Yeah. Yeah. That, and that, in turn, that person gives you that opportunity to stand up for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I
which is the angel. Viewing the person as an angel. I like that.
It just helped me change into not being so victimized too sometimes. Mm. Like, 'cause that's what happens a lot when we get attacked or we feel like somebody's being mean. We slip a lot into victim, which is shadow work. Yeah. Which is like inner child work. I mean, it's all of it. But if I can just stay in an empowered state and be like, okay, you're bringing something really painful up in me, but this is going to serve me. And mm-hmm. it's hard to remember that. I'm not perfect, like, by any means all the time at all, but it helps if you can do that even 1% of the time.
Right? So do you feel like actually working on yourself in this way? Do you feel like you're having a more fulfilled life then?
Yeah, absolutely.
You feel better about yourself?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah, the hard part is worth it.
It so is.
I was trying to find some other notes because I'm reading a book, too, that talks a little bit about, like, the duality.
Mm.
Because we carry within us both masculine, feminine, light, dark, all of those opposing sides of each emotion. Like, on the opposite side of love, there's hate. We carry within us all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about coming to a point of acceptance that we have it mm-hmm. all inside of ourselves to come back into unity with source. Let's see, how do I word that? That makes sense. We've spent lifetimes of separation, of experiencing all these different things in order to recognize within ourselves.
And what we want.
Yeah, what we want, what we don't want, mm-hmm. what feels good, what doesn't feel good. And without that, we never would have understood that.
No, we need both experiences.
Yeah, we need both experiences in order to accept it for what it is, because mm-hmm. you can't fight hate with hate.
Mm-hmm.
You can't continue to go to war to stop wars.
Like, yeah. I don't know why I laugh, because it's just, but that's what we do.
Right? Yeah.
That's like what the human race
so
does.
Stop rejecting
wild.
Your shadow self.
Yeah.
When it shows up, go, oh, thanks.
Yes.
I didn't know you were there.
Exactly. It's a lens, like changing your lens just a tiny bit on what this work is and putting it into just perspective is like, this is all I'm here to do, really, at the end of the day. And I'm here to enjoy myself. And part of being able to enjoy yourself is to honor this stuff like that you can let go. I was thinking too, what's really interesting sometimes when it comes to shadow work is, or just emotion, is like I can have somebody in my life say something to me, you know, about just like a line. And I do not feel a single thing, and I don't feel offended, anything by it. But, you know, my parent says that exact same line. Or, like, somebody that's closer to me says that line, and you're, like hurt for, like, 4 days over it. Or, like, just so angry. Like,
right?
Oh, it's so totally wild.
It doesn't stop, even at 50. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
50-ish.
Your parents seem to know what words to say that just kind of set you off.
They do, but I can have somebody else's parent, for example, like if we're going to keep it the same, say the exact same thing to me. And I go, oh, that doesn't hurt. Like, it's just, I see it. It's so crazy too sometimes. And it's not to like shit on yourself for getting hurt by your parents or whatever that, but just to bring the awareness that the reason that you are upset is there's more emotion involved. There's more stuff to unravel when it comes to there. Cause sometimes I get mad at myself. I'm like, well, why did I get hurt by that, but I didn't get hurt by this? Or like, why, you know? And it's just,
that comes down to that layers and spirals, and like the peeling back the layers of the onion is a good a good analogy. And the spiraling, like the more you can only deal with the surface level stuff at the beginning, because you can't dive deep until you take care of those other things that are still on the surface. So the fact that you recognize that someone else's parent can say something and it doesn't hurt means that you've come a long way, because that whatever that distortion was that got set up with you at birth 5 years ago, that other person
probably
saying it would have hurt
me.
You. Yeah, so you know you're getting more and more down to the core and the root
of it,
like of finding when it actually got set up in the first place.
Yeah,
because I look at these things, these shadow parts of us, they're like these little frequencies that get implanted into us. They're like virus programs, if you want to compare it to a computer, but they're hiding.
Yeah.
And you can get most of it, but there's still that little bit that's still kind of there.
Yeah.
And the more you work on the one, the more you start to get to the real root of it. And it could be...
And unprogramming it.
Like unwinding it and knowing that it served a purpose in helping you uncover something so that you can move into that higher conscious, conscious light.
And I think too, sometimes we get really upset at ourselves for the unconscious ways that we acted and who we used to be. And, you know, maybe we were mean at some point. I'm just using that example.
Oh,
like
we've all had our own,
we've all been parts of ourselves that we're, you know, ashamed of or whatever, that we don't feel were the best. But it also was important for you to experience that, first of all. And second of all, it served you at that time. It no longer serves you, and that's why you're ready to heal from it. But there was a time where that may have protected you, or that may have been the only thing that kept you going, or whatever it was that's, you know, that was you deem now as being a bad part of yourself or a shadow part. There was a time where that served you, and that's why you developed it. That's why you developed that personality quirk. That's why you had that belief, because you had to. And then you don't now.
Yeah.
You can let it go.
Yeah.
Because it's not
serving
you.
Now you can recognize something else.
Yes, you can change that belief, or you have a new belief.
Yeah.
It's just part of growing and healing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I know, I was just thinking, there's something else, because I felt it got really big here while you were saying that, so it felt like there was something more coming
through. That wanted
to
come through.
I
think too, like, something that I've learned, and this could just be something that I've just, like, it's been my experience, but I'm going to share it, is I find I will be going and things will be going so good. Like I was just telling you, Thursday, was it? Yeah, I will be going so good. I'm floaty. I'm dreamlike. And then I will have this day where everything is horrible. And I feel frequencies and feelings that I haven't felt even maybe in years, or maybe it's been weeks, however, and I will cry and cry, like earth-shattering cries. Like they're not just like normal cries, they're like big, big cries. And I like to think that what I'm experiencing at that moment is it leaving me. Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel all those things that I've been feeling. It's like it was finally ready, like I passed the test now, but we don't want to say that.
The kidney stone.
Yes, it's like the kidney stone passing or the gallstone passing. It's like it needed to just completely erupt so that it could leave my body. And I will feel fine the next day. Mm-hmm. And it was just a moment in time where it needed to be processed. And for me, crying is just how I process everything.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's really intense and there's a lot of crying and it's big and powerful. But I used to get caught up in that and I would make it last a week because I'd go, what's wrong with me? Why am I back here?
Yeah.
Why am I sad again? Why do I feel depressed? Why am I anxious? I'd question it.
Well, and instead of just doing it. You're rejecting it too,
yes.
Right? As soon as you start to go, why,
yeah.
why? All of a sudden you don't want it. You don't want to experience
no.
it. So then that experience like elongates.
It gets longer.
It gets
you just
deeper.
Sink into it and you yeah. just cry and you be ridiculous and you be crazy and do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Slam a few doors. Do what you need to do to get it out. It's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, okay, I let something go. And it's almost a moment when you know that you're there, you know that you're close. If you can keep that in your mind, then it makes it a lot easier to get through.
Yeah.
And faster.
Well, and ask, what's this showing me too? Instead of the why, because we do go into the
yeah.
why. We can't answer why. There's always a reason. But what's it showing me? What am I here to learn by it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or what's it here to tell me? I did that this morning. Was it this morning? Maybe it was yesterday. Similar, right? Like having a lower emotion where it's like, why am I back here again? Oh my God. It's like, okay, no.
It's showing me something.
Ask, what do you want to share with me? So mm-hmm. I asked that emotion, what does it want to share with me? And then I could feel like a certain emotion want to well up. And then I would start to get some images about things of just maybe people or random events is like, oh, okay, so
that's what
parts of this is what it is. And then mm-hmm. I look at it from a more rational point of view as opposed to a irrational where I'm like erupting and acting out
mm-hmm.
based on nothing, right?
Yeah, and uncontrolled like
yeah.
way sort
because
of.
Because we are in control of our vessels. We're not
for
here
sure.
to repress it and make it like this little thing that fits in a box. But we're not meant to go out and, like, express these dense emotions to everybody on the street. Like,
no.
run out and go, oh my God, I'm having a shitty day.
Yeah. yeah. Well, yeah. And, oh, I had a thought there. It left. But it just, yeah. This is part of the work and part of letting go is actually full on. Not turning away from an emotion, but turning towards that emotion and saying, okay,
yes.
I hear you.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Yeah, because you can't.
Let's join teams.
Yeah.
Let's feel you out.
It's there to show you something about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's, this is you we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like,
don't you want to get to know yourself more?
Right.
It's so
that's
cool.
That's our biggest job.
Is just to get to know ourselves.
To get to know yeah. ourselves.
Yeah. More than, and then once you know yourself, it's just. Yeah, and you know yourself.
Well,
you're just better off.
You start to attract then the people that appreciate who you are as opposed mm-hmm. to the people that are showing you all the hidden
mm-hmm.
stuff that you haven't recognized yet.
Yeah.
Because you get to choose who you want to hang out with.
Absolutely. And I think one of the hardest parts that a lot of people face when they start doing this kind of work is the people that they used to be surrounded with or the sort of relationships that they used to have fall away. And I know that it can be very hard for you in that time to be like, well, we used to be so close. Like, what's happening here? And you almost feel, and it's okay, sense of loss, grief,
mm-hmm.
like all of that's normal. But I had pointed out the other day, you know, there were certain family members that I thought, oh, man, I used to have I was telling somebody, I used to have such a close relationship, and they pointed out, but was it a healthy relationship?
Yeah,
you were close, but they were also getting this and this out of you. Yeah. And weren't you in the worst mental space of your entire life? And like all these things that I was completely negating, I was just going, why aren't we as close anymore? And it was just so humbling, or I don't know if humbling is the right word, but just put it into perspective, be like, yeah, it sucks. Because there was parts of that relationship that I really loved.
Yeah.
But was it based on, like, integrity and lifting up and, you know, no. They were getting something from, you know, there was a whole
that negative dysfunctional
aspect. It was a very dysfunctional
connection.
But it's still sad sometimes when you're like, oh, we used to have so much fun. But it's like, oh, but really? Wow, I was pretty messed up back then. Yeah. Like, I wasn't okay, so.
Kind of puts a little bit of a meaning around that saying, rejection is God's protection.
Yeah, yeah.
So when people walk away from you because they don't get you anymore, that's okay. They're not ready to get you.
No.
And you get to have people in your life that get you.
New people. Yeah. And sometimes those connections are stronger or, like, just different, you know?
Well, and I find, too, like, the more you become autonomous in who you are, and with autonomous, I mean, like, you're dealing with your shadow stuff, you're working on yourself, you're doing what you can to take care of you so that you are a better person to help others in the future. You start to recognize all other people that way too. So
yeah,
you can have a person come into your life that's a real great connection for a short period of time.
Yeah.
It's that friends that stay friends, but they don't see each other for a long time. You'll find that that type of friendship comes and goes.
Mm-hmm. It ebbs and flows.
It ebbs and flows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like oceans, like rivers, like all that. It does.
Yeah. And it's okay to experience a loss and, you know, losing people and even family members. It can be very difficult, but like you said, becoming like this is, you know, at the end of the day, that was also part of the the goal. Like, if you're doing that and that's happening, then
your
that's
soul contract when you came into the world.
Yeah. I heard something interesting too in that book I'm reading, The Journey of the Souls, which, by the way, anybody out there, absolutely amazing. Like, you know this stuff, but it just blows your mind. And I sit there and I read every chapter and I'm like, oh my God, this is big. But it was actually saying something so interesting that I've never heard before. It's like, often siblings, coworkers, friends are actually more part of your soul group than parents. Parents can be from different groups, and they're not necessarily always like part of yours.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And to
that
me, it blew my mind
because
I was like, well, you always think, like, because I've heard you can switch back and forth between being the parent. And that is true. But there are many people that experience when they go to the other side, they will see their dad, but they can't contact their dad because they're actually part of, like, a different group. He's part of he was just a person.
He's like the contractor that comes into the business to help out for a certain part.
And yes, just the child raising years just like a short period of time. And then he's, that blew my mind.
It's like, you need to know this for this part of your life.
Yeah, and that's all I'm here for. And it's,
everything's a reflection. So all this stuff, like, we build our businesses as a reflection of this. So just start to look for patterns. Just a little side note.
Just look for the patterns. Yeah.
But it's very
cool
true.
Very
true.
And a lot of people too, even that were, you know, there at the very beginning of your life, were just a piece. Like, everybody just comes in as a piece, and you kind of all pre-planned it.
Are we living in the Matrix or what?
I know. It's so crazy. I can't stop walking around thinking, who are you? And who are you? And how many people have you been?
Yeah.
And, like, how many people have you been? And what are you going to, like, experience in your next lifetime? And it's pretty, it really expands your mind. It's brought me this whole new, like, fascination with being here. It's wow, this is actually really cool.
Yeah.
I already knew it was cool, but now I really know how cool it is.
And you would have never seen it without the shadow work.
True. I could have never understood this.
Without choosing for yourself that you wanted to do this.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty amazing to feel like and everybody listening to this, because I know you guys are doing it too, because you wouldn't be here if you weren't, you know, doing this work or on this thing, is like, give yourself a pat on the back because you came here to do it and you listened. And there's plenty of people that don't necessarily do it in this lifetime. Yeah. And that's also okay. But I'm just take some like pride and like be like, whoa, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I came here and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm doing my job. Like, woo, it's exciting. I'm stepping up to the challenge and I can at least die knowing that I like put in so much work.
It's not what you do, it's who you are.
There you go.
And you can uncover who you are without dealing with the stuff that's hiding in your unconscious, in absolutely your subconscious.
It's worth it. Yeah. It's painful, but it's
more fulfilling.
We're here to do that.
Who better than to do it with than yourself?
Yeah.
Who's with you your whole life?
Yeah, you're your best friend.
Yeah. you do, yeah.
You hear every single thought
that
goes through your head. And so it's important that you be proud of yourself too, because it's you and only you really doing it.
I heard a good one about thoughts today.
Yeah.
TikTok's really my new friend.
I love TikTok.
But it was like, how do you stop? Because my brain's been like overactive for like 4 weeks. I can't get it to be quiet. It's like, ask it, what's your next thought? And it made me stop, and my brain went, oh, what is my next thought? And it went quiet.
Wow.
So when you find, just a little takeaway, I guess, for today too, other than the shout, if you find your mind going a million directions all at once, it's like, what's your next thought going to be? Like, oh, and then it went really quiet.
You like tricked your brain, or you like stumped it.
I interrupted. It's like, because my brain talks nasty to me sometimes.
Yeah, that's the inner critic.
Yeah. I need to listen to your last episode still.
I heard one too when I was learning how to channel, or like wanting to like listen in, is, what was that? Like just asking your head, or kind of going like, what? Or like kind of asking who? And then, like, sometimes you can get your brain and will go, wait,
what?
Are we supposed to be listening to something? And it will clear. Did you hear that? Like, that kind of, I don't know.
So learning to control, be the master of your mind. Don't let the mind master
basically
you.
Basically.
It's another shadow thing.
That's a lot of work, too. It's easy for it to get away, but yeah. That kind of.
It feels really good for me. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it's quite a huge topic, and I know. I feel like we always just scratch the surface of it, but
absolutely, it's different for everybody, right?
Yes.
I mean, we'll all get there in the end, but how we get there is each unique journey.
Yeah.
Which is so good, because you don't have to worry about my journey then, because you got your own. I don't have to worry about yours.
Like, no.
It's not up to me to run yours, because I got to figure out mine.
Yeah.
So
focusing on yourself.
Yeah.
And being able to witness people being in their own journey and letting them.
And celebrate them too.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they actually take that step to start.
Yes. Yeah. We're all here to walking each other home. That's what Ram Dass always says.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we might see you next week. Might not.
We'll see.
We'll keep an eye out for baby.
Yeah.
We'll see you when we see you, I guess.
Happy shadowing.
Happy shadowing.